Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Al-Sada Adonai, beautiful one there by Pastor Benjamin Dube, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we are welcoming Umfundi, the Bishop of the Bishops, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, with so many titles that I can't even, you know, count. Yeah. A lot of titles that this one. And he doesn't just have titles, but yeah, he's anointed. Yeah. I'm a bishop.
Major one.
How are you? How are you?
Go deeper, Papa. Go deeper.
How
Papa.
Are you,
go
my deeper. Bishop? Yeah, your majesty.
I'm good, servant of the Most High God. How are you, servant
your excellency?
Of God?
I'm fine, and you, excellency. Bishop, bana ba righty ditlohole di wa righty ya ditlo tlhaka
ke se lwana mola se se lwana ke tata o montsa mona e wa lwana wa lwana wa lwana because I was away for the whole day, so yeah, she just wanted to spend some time with me, but yeah, no,
o sona le nkhono wa hae yo
ya
kore a loro o mametse gona nno ke o moropa sona le my bishop. A go re o mo re nna nna mo le ra name for rona o ra ba thunda te mogolo wa itsikeng
a o wa tswa muruti ke mo hau man ke mo hau ke mo hau
babies are blessings mfundiswa but ra le bo ga muruti wa ka re tswela pele ka khanya rona kana ele yeah er is
muruti yes week. No God, thank you so much again.
So do medicine tiger
and your beloved listeners, the Radio Pulpit. So you know, this is my family, away from my family. I feel so much honored, Muruti man, to share. And ona le bana ba modimo ba ukwella
le ola ba la ka ba bona ke se ba la ba iphimela di meogo ga kere ke la re meogo ka suthu so ba iphimela meogo mfundisi ba re Ntate mogoruti a ko o bua re balela ke batla ntate modimo. Ntate mogoruti re ne re bua a ko re simolola what went where we ended last week and then we continue Muruti.
Yes, Muruti, we touched base on 2 points on the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Remember, just to add more meat on what we spoke about, the Bible put it very clearly. The Holy Spirit is the Father to Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. So in other words, he became the manifestation. He became, you know, the way which was locked up, you know, in a human vessel. And the Father is the Holy Spirit. And the Bible put it clearly that Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, "Moyo alang wilo again na huye na den a emola atsualamu." Now here is our challenge. I was kind of listening to your topic, the previous speaker, of which he came up with a very powerful, you know, word tonight when Anabu Wakade called out once, and when we look at the life. Yeah, Morena Jesu. When we look at how the whole thing was presented, remember Muruti, right now, I see already there are posters everywhere where people they are planning the conferences, you know, Easter conferences, and I won't dwell much there. But as much as we have the whole world decided to press the reset button. We are starting all over again, and our language needs to change. We need to speak the language. We are left with few challenges that we need to address as the body of Christ at large. I mean, we need to go back and understand fully what salvation is all about. I think for the longest of time, Ruti Moabi, we have struggled with issues when coming, you know, to our understanding. Salvation, and the Bible put it very clearly, through one man we were condemned. The Bible says when Adam fell, when Adam was disconnected, you know, from the source, when Adam had a spiritual death, then the whole humanity, you know, ile yawela molekombiona. And when the second Adam came, and all the entire humanity was saved, you know, we were pardoned from all our sins. And now this is where when motho ya pulusitsweng ha thola mohau, language ya hai ilukelang go tshintsha, because now death will always come through sin, Moruti Moabi, as we read from the book of Romans 5:12. You know it says that first that sin came into the world through one man. Adam sinned, introduced sin into the world, and now from time to time we need to understand where the only time where we will experience hardship, the only time where we will experience, you know, struggles in life, the only time where we will face a constant struggle in our lives is when we don't deal decisively linto ye bitswang sebe. And this day, CB is no longer something that is mentioned. People, they come up with all the means, you know, to sugarcoat what sin is all about. But the Bible put it clearly that death always comes through sin. Now, when we talk about death, now we want to cover all the aspects of life. When we look at our current situation, the Lozelo really faces right now, Moruti Moabi. I had a very interesting, you know, topic with one of the men of God somewhere in the Free State. And I was very challenged with what he's doing there. You know, he's doing what we call the real ministry, reaching out to the lost, but not just reaching out, but meeting their needs. Going there, becoming, you know, a sense of reasoning through what people are going through. Because from time to time, we have neglected the fact that, Moruti, we have challenges. Tenuring, we are facing them every day of our life. When you wake up one morning, you are still facing the same challenge. There are certain things that they never shift, they never move. They become like a mountain. How to Senkiona? How Robala, at least you rest for those 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, but immediately when you open your eyes, you face the same mountain again. And now when you are over-sermonized, when you go, you know, from one place of fellowship to another, and all that you can get there is the good sermons, well-prepared sermons, well-presented sermons. But this sermon, they've got nothing to do with what you are going through right now, The challenges that you are facing right now. Some things that will bring tears from time to time, immediately when you switch off the light, then there will be tears all over your pillow. You don't come across people who will be addressing what you are dealing with now.
I think a human being is one complicated person, a complex, if I may use that one. We are very complicated in a sense that It's like when we hear the lie over and over again, we sort of accept whatever that comes with it. Like you are talking now about something important, that what we're used to is to hear good sermons, and we don't we're not even concerned whether the sermons are actually pushing us to have our lives changed and all that. So we're just hearing the same message over and over again. We cry, like you said, there, and after that you go back to the same mountain, and we get back to the same enemy that is beating us, you know, to a pub. And when somebody comes with a message that tells us to get out of our comfort zones and do fight out there, we feel offended. I have to confess, Mfundis, when I started, the pastors that talked the truth that hurt me, one of them is Pastor Matole from Soweto. I somehow didn't like what he said, because because of what I was brought, you know, up to, you know, the teachings that I was fed when I was like growing in my spiritual walk, my early spiritual walk. But then once I started to embrace his teachings, then I somehow. My life changed, you know. He'll challenge you. If you were just taught to pray and do nothing with your life, the guy would come there and challenge you. I don't know, something Alabakhali, Dr. Ezekiel Vato. I'm just giving you some of the examples of the people that, you know, they would like shake you from your comfort zones, and you'd retaliate by protecting the lies that you have, that have been fed for many years. But by the grace of the Holy Spirit's work in your life, the grace of the Most High, He says to you, but open up, this guy is speaking the truth. And then you get out of your comfort zone and realize, but just me going to church, having this routine and not doing anything about my life and expecting miracles to happen, nothing will happen. I'm glad that I listened. Had I not listened, Muruti, I would still be waiting for the miracles, if I would still be alive.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, and these are some of the things, Muruti Tailoring, I was hoping and I was believing for when we were given another chance again to gather. Then the church will come back now fully equipped, fully aligned with the purpose, because the church is the body. But this body is too scattered for my liking. I mean, everybody seems to be running on and on with their own goals. There is a thing or now, what is that we want to, you know, to achieve? I mean, truly speaking, because what keep on frustrating me from time to time is to realize that somehow, instead of us coming together, we are forever pushing our own agendas. And this agenda, it renders, you know, the entire body helpless to stand on their own and to face these mountains that we are dealing with from time to time. Muruti, how one unto able foku yolo when somebody analytoko ya now. There is what we call the need of the now. And now when you promise them things that will happen in the future, while wana bana lekhoko ya the now. Remember what happened to the children of Israel. The Bible says they were promised the land of milk and honey. But there were people who were staying there. That land was never left vacant. Unna le batho ba neng ba dula mo, bara batho ba neng ba occupied that land. They used to serve the foreign gods to the real one. And one of those foreign gods was the one who was called Baal. And now we realize that because of the level of the prosperity from people who were enslaved for close to 400 years, you know, in the foreign land, and they were highly oppressed. Their four fathers died while they were oppressed. And now this level of slavery and hardship, it was part of inheritance in Itzamaya through the bloodline. Now, these are the same people when they left Egypt. Irrespective of all the miracles that they've experienced, where when the Red Sea was parted, and they managed to walk through the Red Sea. God provided the water from the rock. You know, God provided everything, Eman and Baibaka, through his servant Moses. But yet, when they came across those people who were living in prosperity, who were living in plenty, they chose to follow their gods. It's the same challenge when we sit down and we marvel at what challenges that we are facing, you know, in our lifetime. We realize what hanke mona, the punishment and the struggle, is the mindset, yes, slavery. You know, we were so used to be slaves, and if you are a slave, there is nothing. The slave had neither property nor right. You know, your body belonged to your master. And now it doesn't matter. You are not even allowed to run away from your master. I mean, running away from your master, the penalty was death. And when you look at the shameful punishment that our Lord and Savior had to go through, the punishment of the cross, it was used to execute the runaway slaves. And now, if our Lord and Savior took the place of a slave and was crucified, a Zion root called him the servant. Paul said he took the form of a slave. Now this is the manifestation of the substitute that the Lord Jesus brought as the manifestation of the Holy Spirit Mapilongarona to deliver us from the slavery mentality. The mentality eluring is our rena nor harinto eurelinion. I mean, we look down upon ourselves. We keep on repeating one thing over and over again. We are going for the Easter, conferences now. People, they are already posting the posters. They still, the body is scattered. We're running after our own, you know, mentioned agendas. But the problem, some of the things, every time, Mantu asupileng. People, they go and listen to Mantu asupileng one conference after the other, year after year. But after listening to Mantu asupileng, what is changing in your life? Will that mountain that you are facing shift? Will that lack the need to cover for the future, to cover for the next generation? I was driving throughout this morning to Free State, and something came into my mind, Gary, irrespective of everything that we can work so hard to achieve, the highest qualifications that we can gather, and the highest titles that we can demand, the sad particularity, when you go to the grave, you take your PhD to the grave. You take your master's to the grave. None of everything that you have acquired can stay behind and cater for your needs. Now, the only thing that can guide those who are coming after you will be nothing but your footprints. Those are the footprints, irrespective of now who can be stormed, those who are coming after you can always follow such. And this is where now, Muruti, as the church, we need to come back to the drawing board. Sit down and not necessarily, you know, in the church, but this needs to start from the families, who are, after all these years, chasing the wind, repeating one thing after the other without necessarily results. you know, doing things so monotonously until banabarona banana ekare ntere yetan, it doesn't make sense anymore. Talking about the God who's able to do miraculously and deliver his people out of all sorts of bondage, but yet we are still living in slavery, still living in poverty, still struggling to make ends meet. And banabarona, those who are coming after us, they are watching us. Because one of the things, Mruti, tailoring, it will for remain a challenge, mapilonga rona kore. Banabarona habashaha na konyeoro na reshailen kayo. Some of the struggles and the challenges that we faced then, how about it see? So they are somehow privileged, you know, to be born, you know, under our roofs. Runaba to buy the bank to pay. But to buy the robala basaja. But to buy the bank, you know, Mruti, toilet paper used to be, you know, a luxury. You know, if you have to use a toilet paper, it was a luxury. And from time to time, when nature calls, the only thing we look at for the kamole,
I think toilet paper was enough. We get it, Mfundis, we get it. We don't have to explain further. We get it.
I mean, this is where, Mruti, this is where we come from. Marabana Barona, they don't know those struggles. In a way, they live in a different dispensation from Mruti, where we come from.
Can I say this? Yes, I know we left yes, with... 1 minute now. While we are still at that point, I think we need to teach our children failure, Mruti. Because if you don't teach them failure, like when I know the chances are we grew up struggling, but we don't want our children to struggle, and therefore we want them to have everything, you know, without. Yeah, because of what we've been through. And in so doing, we forget to expose them to failure. There's a story that was doing the rounds on social media about one individual that he just passed with flying colors from primary school to high school to varsity, and then he ended up committing suicide. I mean, he had one beautiful job, I mean, a good job, well-paying job. But when he was retrenched, Mruti, he committed suicide because he didn't know failure. He didn't know what failure was like, Mfundisi. Yeah. In closing, Mfundisi, how important is that? We talked about banabarona. But we are not training them. We're not leaving them bosabahore. They need to live for their children. We left with 30 seconds. And give us the contact
details.
Part,
the good part, Mruti, they are good imitators. They imitate what they see. And they follow what they see. So if we can't bring this into focus while we are still here, it is going to be a real struggle for them to keep up while we are gone. So the sad part, Corona, we are left with this information. If God's willing, Ruth, we get this chance again, let's start from this point and move forward, because I want to do justice on this one. You know, we need to bring it into focus. But what they see right now, there's a vast difference. All they see is struggling. All they see, babona ntatwaka has funnel in tatomu. Ntatwaka next door, you know, is driving, you know, SUV.
Ntatwaka
bamo, ukena ko taxi.
The contact details. The contact details, Muruti, 5 seconds.
072. 316-3117. Men of God.
Yeah, 072-316-3117. Up next, Salanati.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.com. pulpit.co.za.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.